joining me live in studio, Jack Edwards from Edwards Law Office in Afton. Love having Jack come in on an annual basis this time of year to tell us about the Kids Coloring Contest. Jack, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So this is, what, the third, fourth year?
I think fifth it's year? Closer to the sixth or seventh. We might have missed one in between there, but I think it's been going on for about 6 or 7 years now.
Awesome. And this is such a cool thing for the community. Why does Edwards Law Office continue to put in your own time and your own resources to do this every year?
You know, businesses always do things as marketing ploys, right? But we put it out there. We wanted to get our name out in the community, but we found that it was so fun to give back to people and, you know, partner with the businesses in the community to bolster them up, help them get traffic in their businesses, and just be a part of it. So now it's a tradition, and we like coming down and seeing you guys and partnering with the sponsors we have that are just solid with us year in and year out.
Yeah, it's been a really cool thing that I know a lot of the business community loves. So for those just hearing about this maybe for the first time, what do you guys do with this competition?
Oh, okay. This is it's a coloring contest. We're back to old school media. We hand out paper coloring books for kids throughout the valley, kindergarten through sixth grade, to color, and they get prizes for their coloring for whoever gets the best. And the cool thing about this contest is each business gives out its own separate set of prizes. In addition to that, there are some grand prizes. Grand prize for the very best coloring contest determined by me and the people at Edwards Law Office is a $100 bill. The teacher with the most entries gets a class-wide pizza party from Artisan Chef, and the school with the most entries gets a movie night at Salt River Cinemas.
That's awesome. Those are some cool prizes.
Yeah, and you know, remember who crushed it last year, right?
The homeschool.
The homeschoolers. Yeah. They came out swinging. So we got to get back to these other schools and say, hey, guys, you got to give them a run for their money.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're really looking to you guys to take the challenge and run with it.
So remind us, how do kids and families get their hands on a coloring book?
They'll be handed out at all Lincoln County School District number two school classrooms, but you can also pick them up at any Star Valley branch of Lincoln County Library. So that would be Alpine, Thane, and Afton. And you can also come by the Edwards Law Office at the Edna Community Center, Suite 109, and we'll have a stack of books there too.
Perfect. And have they been handed out? Or are they in the works soon? When does that happen?
They are coming out next week, Thanksgiving week.
Oh, perfect. Perfect timing. And here's another thing I like about it. The businesses can kind of choose their own picture, right? And so Some of them are a little more traditional Christmas story, and some are the more Santa Claus fun type side of Christmas. It's a good mix of both.
Yeah, we think it's an opportunity for everyone to kind of have their own expression about how they want to celebrate Christmas. I know we have some businesses that are, you know, celebrate Christmas, like you said, more traditional, the birth of Christ, but also we got plenty of Santa Clauses in there.
Perfect. And you mentioned each business has some of their own prizes. Who are some of the business sponsors this year that you have?
Well, SVI Media, of course, has been one of our solid, but we have Jenkins Lumber, Salt River Motors, Jackknife Ranch, Northern Title, all the banks, Bridger Fitness, Artisan Chef, all the title companies, and we have a few new ones, Silo Floral, Star Valley Station, Alpine Standard, and Assist to Sell.
Excellent. Jack Edwards in the studio this morning. He's with Edwards Law Office in Etna, once again holding their annual Kids Coloring Contest. So coloring books are available next week. When's the deadline? When do they have to have them all turned back in?
Good question. The due date is December 15th. And the most important thing is that they bring their coloring submissions to the actual businesses. That's one thing, is we're supporting our local businesses, giving them foot traffic so people would also do some of their Christmas shopping there. So bring them to the local businesses. The due date is December 15th, and I will be back here with you on the 20th, and we will be announcing the grand prize over the radio.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. So, again, the coloring books will be available next week. Have those in December to each participating business. You just rip out those pages and take them in. It's fun for us as a business because we see all these awesome coloring pages come in and we get to go through them. And it's hard. I'll tell you what, Jack. It's hard for us to pick our own SBI winners because there's so many good ones.
Well, if you think it's hard for you, we get all of the really good ones to our office, and then we really have a hard time because we're actually picking the winner of the winners because the sheer amount, we couldn't go through them all. We rely on you guys to bring us your best and give us your honorable mentions, businesses out there, because you never know. And then we have to award a grand prize. So
yeah.
We have some very talented students here in Star Valley.
Do you have a list of what some of the prizes are? I know we have tickets to the aquarium in Draper that SBI is giving away. Do you happen to know off the top of your head, Jack? I'll put you on the spot on this one, what some of the other prizes are that some businesses are handing out for this.
Yeah, I don't have that list in front of me. The books are not quite out from the printer. Usually I bring a book by and then I can thumb through. But the good thing is about being... being the boss, I'm not quite as involved in the day-to-day details of how this put together. I'm so grateful to have such a great team around me to help with that.
Absolutely. Well, Jack Edwards from Edwards Law Office and those coloring books available next week. Anything we missed, Jack, about this other opportunity for the youth?
No, I think... it's just a good opportunity for kids to be off the electronic devices and spending time with family and coloring. So I just say that you break out those Crayolas and let her rip.
Absolutely. Jack Edwards, Edwards Law Office. And the Kids Coloring Contest again starts next week with coloring books distributed to the elementary schools in LCSD 2 and also available at all the public libraries in Star Valley, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.